Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another day of Fire on the Earth, talking about the precious gift of the Holy Spirit that's given to everyone who is baptized into Christ. This past Sunday, the church gave us, in the second reading at Mass, a section from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, a couple of sections from that chapter that I want to talk about today. I began yesterday, though, reflecting on some beautiful passages from the Catechism that the church gives us, talking about confirmation. And confirmation is this completion or the building on baptism where we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's confirmation that completes this work of drawing us into full communion with Jesus Christ and receiving gifts from the Holy Spirit, the Isaiah gifts, and really other gifts, the kind of gifts that Paul talks about in the New Testament as well. I want to talk about the topic this whole week just because it's really inspiring, and it's the profound transformational reality that oftentimes we don't lay hold of. Something amazing, breathtaking, eternal in its duration, and almost unlimited in its power has happened to us in our being baptized into Jesus. Something has begun that's going to lead to the full, complete transformation of our entire being before it's all said and done. If we continue to walk in Jesus and persevere, live in his church and receive the graces that he calls us to open our hearts to, put it that way, that the church gives us constantly through the word of God, through the sacraments, through the preaching and mission and life of the church. I think many people, and you can see it clearly in how the sacrament of confirmation seems to be lived out. That is, hear this sacrament, which is meant to be the kind of final culminating grace to bring us, as I said, into full communion with the church, into mature status and full participation in the life of the church, an engagement in it. And the language around confirmation is, when I was young, you know, talked about making us warriors to enter the battle, to rise to full maturity, to take up the sword of the Spirit, to be equipped and put on the armor of God and to engage the battle against the kingdom of darkness is trying to choke off this life in people and to prevent others from ever coming to see it and receive it. Instead of it being, in terms of people's lived experience, it seems, instead of it being a doorway into a fuller life, a more dynamic life, a more mature life of stepping into that communion of warriors who are moving forth in the church militant, you might say, here on earth, the majority of the baptized, the way they respond to confirmation is it's just a kind of ritual, and it becomes an exit door, and the church hardly ever sees them after that. Even, used to say, until they got married, but even today, many of the baptized, many who were baptized as infants, aren't getting married in the church. Because why? Because they're attached to the culture. They've been evangelized by the culture, a kind of counter-evangelization, and they're living the pattern of life under the kingdom of this world, and under the values that the culture says they should be living by, and the priorities. And the priorities are set according to the dominion that we live in the midst of. And so Paul is addressing in Galatians here a problem that's happening where some of the Jewish people at the time, even those who were baptized, were trying to say that Gentiles who became believers in Jesus had to basically fulfill all the Jewish law, had to be circumcised, and the rest of it. And Paul in Galatians is addressing that issue. But in this particular area, he's talking about, in this section of Galatians, he's talking about the freedom that we're given in the life of the Holy Spirit. So this is the reading that we were given on Sunday. It says, "Brothers and sisters, for freedom, Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Well, this word can be directed to each one of us personally. In baptism, what was Jesus' intention? What did he produce in us in baptism? What did he give us? He gave us a share in the freedom that belongs to him. The freedom over the powers of sin and death. Now, that's what true freedom means. And then freedom to walk in Jesus' footsteps, which ultimately means to fulfill the great commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. we've been given the freedom to live the way human beings were meant to live. We are God's children. We'd fallen away. God has called us into sonship, to be sons and daughters of God in the person of Jesus through baptism, to be part of God's family, to be united in a way that no eye has seen or ear has heard, or as Paul would say, that no man could ever conceive what God has prepared for those who love him, what God has prepared for you and for me. It's literally the answer to our deepest longing, the fulfillment of every deep, authentic desire that we have. And we're brought into that freedom because we've been baptized into Christ and given his Holy Spirit. That's how we're united to Jesus, through his Spirit, now dwelling in us as in a temple. This is why we're one family, because everybody who's baptized into that same Spirit is living by the same life principle that's in Jesus. It's that life in us that unites us. It's that life in us that empowers us to live differently when we're yielded to it, when we're walking in it, and we're saying yes to the Holy Spirit. It's that Spirit in us that's going to raise us from the dead. It's that power, that Spirit in us that has conquered death, so death no longer has any claim over us. And we can live literally even in this life. We can become saints. What's a saint? It's someone who's radically yielded to the work and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, and they're living out the great commandments daily and growing in holiness and perfection more perfectly each day through the work of God within them. They're yielding. They're not saints because they're in their own nature. They got it so together. And they're so strong, and their willpower is so strong that they're able to do it. No, what they are is radical lovers of God, because they know, they experienced that, as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, that the love of God was poured into their hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they were overcome, overwhelmed, renewed by that love. And when they saw it and they touched it, the treasure, they said, Lord, I want it. I want this treasure above all. I want to seek this first. I want to put first things first. I want to put love of the Father first. I want to put love of my neighbor ahead of me. I want to put things first. And Jesus, most of all, I want to love you. I want to return that love that you've given to me. So that's the freedom they walked in. So Paul says, for this freedom, Christ has set us free. So stand firm in it. It's going to be tested every day. We're challenged. We're pushed. We're seduced. We're deceived. There's a big, big battle going on in each one of our lives. There's temptations that come forward every single day from the moment we get up in the morning. Am I going to walk in love? Am I going to stand in this freedom? Remember, Paul said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is no human freedom, friends, ultimately, apart from this. Now, the world declares it. This is part of the deception. The world pounds its chest, proclaiming, declaring its freedom to define themselves, to live whatever lifestyle we want. I have the power to do whatever I want to do, the way I want to do it, how I want to do it, when I want to do it. I don't have to answer to anybody. I'm free because I don't have to answer to anybody, because I'm my own master. That's the spirit of this age. That's the world. And what that is it's slavery. Why is it slavery? Because it's darkness. It's bondage. It leads into sin. Why? Because it denies reality. It pretends that God doesn't exist and that we're the originator of our own being and our own existence, that somehow we're our own master. It's baloney. It's a huge deception. We have been given power, freedom, in this sense, to be able to decide. Are we going to align ourselves with God's purpose? Are we going to align ourselves with truth? Or are we going to live a fantasy, an illusion, for our own pleasure? And our fallen nature, far too many people choose that. And God and the whole thought of God and the whole thought of following God is not freedom for people. It is indeed a yoke of slavery. It's turning it all on its head. That's a darkened mind. Paul goes on. He says, "For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, so do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh." That's just what I'm talking about here. It says, "Rather, serve one another through love." I mean, Jesus said, "I'm among you as one who serves. I'm not among you as one who lords over." And so, again, part of the spirit of the ages, if I'm not in charge, if I'm not the boss, if I don't call the shots, I'm not free. Jesus said, if you want to be free, become the servant of all in the power of the Holy Spirit, imitating my love. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. Jesus is always talking about he loves peacemakers. He loves what we seek to reconcile when we humble ourselves. We don't insist on our own way. Paul goes on, he says, "I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desires of the flesh." So here's a really simple and straightforward question to ask ourselves today. Am I living by the Spirit? It's a great question. Do I know what it means to live by the Spirit? Do I know what it means to be empowered by the Holy Spirit? Have I experienced His presence? Do I hear His voice in my heart? You know, Jesus said, "My sheep know me, they know my voice, they hear me." How does that happen? Well, it happens because the same Spirit that's dwelling in the Son and the Father dwells in us. And if we listen close enough, and if we hunger and thirst for it, we'll hear it. And He will guide us to all freedom from within. And the Holy Spirit will tenderize our hearts. The Holy Spirit will renew your heart and mind. And from that new heart, that renewed heart, that tenderized heart, we begin to love what Jesus loves in the right order, beginning with a radical, total abandonment and love for the Father. Children who love their good, great Father. Paul goes on, he says, "For the flesh has desires that are against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you're not under the law." There's a lot Paul's saying here. I can take up some of this tomorrow. But there's a war that goes on in our members between the Spirit and the flesh. The old man, concupiscent man, susceptible to temptations and desires and ego and drive and me first, my will be done, that whole drive within us, it's there. And it's through the Spirit that that drive gets subdued, because it's the Spirit that heals our wounded, fallen nature that's so susceptible to deception and lies. Friends, receive that gift. It's there. It's present in your life. Jesus wants to teach you how to walk more fully by the Holy Spirit. Friends, just have a minute, a few seconds here before the program's over. I want to invite you to join us, Renewal Ministries, for our 40th anniversary pilgrimage to Greece next May 13th, 2020 through May 22nd. Ralph Martin, Dr. Peter Williamson, myself, and a whole bunch of our friends will be together on that pilgrimage. If you want more information about it, we'd love to have you there. Want more information about it, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. Or you could subscribe to our podcast.